Hello, this is Daniel Orton, pastor of Harvest House United Pentecostal Church in Marion, Kentucky. It is our desire to see hurting hearts and minds healed as they are born again into the kingdom of God. It is my desire that this podcast will be a blessing to you and help bring you closer to Jesus. God, as we are here today, to put out a theme, just kind of see where we are, a direction for our church. I'm asking that somebody can catch this vision, this dream. We love you and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing. Then saith he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger and behold my hands. Reach hither thy foot and thrust it in my side. Be not faithless, but believing. This last year has been a crazy ride. It has been crazy. Not for you, but it has been for me. It's been a crazy ride. I literally, by the end of November, crowding into December, whether you guys noticed or not, I know some of you did because you hugged me, you loved me, and you encouraged me. I just almost literally completely burnt myself out. I had almost spent myself completely trying to balance between the two churches. It's been a ride. But hey, we paid the church off last year. Isn't that awesome? God allowed us to get a better van. He even allowed me and Brother Texas to fix the door latch, and you guys got to go in through the regular door, not climb over a seat, right? Amen. I hear some amens from Sister Velma back there. 2022 was a year of loss and a year of gain. We lost. It seems like every year we've lost people to death so much. Just two last year, yeah. And it's been hard years of losing people to death. We also lost some adults. Just quit coming. And we lost some young adults to various reasons. Some I know and some I still truly don't know. I'm scratching my head thinking, why have you walked away? But we have seen a significant gain among our young people. Evident that we heard over there earlier. We have gained some young adults, as we heard from this side earlier. I know he's one of our old ones back, but he has grown tremendously. God has blessed our van ministry. That's one thing the Sturgis situation done. It forced me out of that position. And Sister Lisa stepped in there and started working and bringing young people back that hadn't been in a while and bringing some new ones. Amen. And then about the time where God allowed us to be able to add somebody else to the van, Bethany, Texas, been trying to ride the van for I don't know how long. The insurance didn't work. I finally changed it to a different insurance that allowed us to have another van drivers. And just look how God works. About the same time, she started having some physical issues. And God worked it out. In 2021, not last year, but the year before, it was the first year that we did not see anybody receive the gift of the Holy Ghost in 2021. Only baptizing one person. That was 2021, not last year. Now, last year, we had several young people receiving the Holy Ghost, and I really don't know the exact count. Four or five. And we've seen some get baptized that had never been baptized before. Again, we had some loss, we had some ups, we had some downs. Our largest crowd of last year was 66. We've seen that on Easter. That actually was 6 more than we had had the previous year, which that is a far, far cry from our record. I think it's more than that, if you know the truth. 38, yes, that's right. 138. But we've seen our lowest crowd on a Sunday of 10. And it fell on a Father's Day. Sister Cheryl had COVID. 10 of those people that were here, or 5 of those 10 people here, was not even from the church. They were visitors. So that, needless to say, was not an easy day for the father of the church. It was kind of tough. But the end of the year, we always kind of give you average. We keep up with people that's here and not here. We try to do the best that we can with all of that. We don't get it exactly right, so these numbers are probably somewhere close. But we ended last year, year before last, 2021, we had averaged 28. It's actually 27.57, so we rounded up to 28 and get all we can out of it. And Thursday nights, we'd seen it drop significantly. It dropped down to 15, partially because we didn't have the van. But thank God to the van ministry got picked back up. That Thursday night picked back up. We went back up to 18 on our Thursday nights. But we did see another loss on our Sundays, and it dropped down to 26. But it's only one. But I think we have what here today? 26? 27? 26, 27. So we're right on average. So I'm starting off a little slow, and I'm kind of starting like this for a purpose today, just to kind of let the reality of where our church is at and where we've been. And 22? I always count more than's here. I count some of you more than once. Okay. Everybody's counting. Thank you. Bobby said I'm not. So, in reality is, you can see why I'm not super excited about putting this on a podcast. Anybody outside of Harvest House hearing this will think, well, man, what? But here's the truth of the matter is, God's done great things in this church this year. And sometimes it's hard to look at it and think, well, what's God done? But you know what I've seen this year? I've seen some people grow, not this year, but last year. I've seen some people grow. Absolutely unbelievable. Honey, I remember the first day you got on the back on the van. I was driving at that time. You got on the van at Sister Lisa's house. She said, I'm scared. But I remember her getting on the van. I could see the hurt. I could see the pain. I could see the anger. But I don't see that. And God has done something incredible for you. Lakin started coming regular. God filled her with the Holy Ghost. Something's happened to Preston. A good girl will do that to you. And we got some more young people. Tristan, I know he loves church. He comes. Don't have to. And Savannah, I've seen a huge difference in her over the last little bit. I don't know if Mama's seen it at home or not, but I've seen an incredible difference in that young lady. Her hunger. You notice I'm talking a lot about some of our young people. It's because we've had so many adults that's kind of just been in and out and not showed up. Appreciate, I know Brother Dave and Sister Penny, you've always been here and you've been our rock, and some of you folks that come when you can. I appreciate all that. God's been so good. And I cannot say enough of how thankful I am for everybody that's in the house of God today. Sister Lisa, like I said, you come through when I needed you. He was here. And some of you show up when we need you to be here. And that's great, and I'm appreciative of that. But as me and Sister Cheryl was talking, we actually listened to another man preach, and I'm like, we're always thinking about what we're going to do for our new theme for our church. And so we're going to kind of go back to the foundation of this church. Let's play that, Jagan.
I told you he was going to speak that. that I could have taken, but my heart was in this church. My heart was in those moments of fire from you, Cam, and from KYC. And when God called me to preach, and he embedded that calling deep in my heart, and I pray that this year, that's what's going to happen to this youth group. I pray that God would reach down in your soul, just as he has done to me, and I plant something that keeps you tied to the truth, tied to what he loves to do in your life. I can't tell you the times that I wish that you can, but I felt the call of God. I felt the pull of God's heart drawing me to the altar. And I would go to the altar, and I would pray, and God would fill me once again with the Spirit. But then I would turn around, and when I went back home, I was still dealt and shown the cross that I had before I left. And instead of using the power of the Holy Ghost to overcome those issues, I fell right back into those cycles over and over again. So I believe everything that's happened in my life, God has allowed to happen to lead me to this point, to be able to help somebody.
You was, buddy.
That's what I want to see in this next year. I want to see somebody come through the broken home, come through the broken family, and have God change and use them to do great things. Because it's possible. It really is. My father, I love him, and I talk to him now, but he wasn't around when I was a kid. I always dealt with longing to have a father figure, have him around, but he was never around. And my mother was a great father. She did the best of what she had, but she never really instilled in me to come to church. She never really instilled in me to pursue after this. And I believe anybody can come out of their situation and be what God wants them to be. Because I'm just like you. Man, I love what's going on in your home, but God can help you. He loves you, and he changes your life.
Oh, no. It's Corbin.
And if anything else, I know that me and my wife, we are the best you can. We help you, assist you, be there for you. That's what we're supposed to be and supposed to do. Is be someone you can call on when you need assistance, when you need prayer, when you have questions, when you're relevant to your life at that moment.
We are living in a generation that has no Savior to guide the way. We can make things different if we'll pull together. Let's take this message out to the streets. Let's reach our world. There's millions dying and children crying for a piece of bread. We can make things better if we work together. So take my hand, let's reach our world. Oh Lord, along to be a witness, to spread the gospel all across the land, upon the mountain or in the valley. Let's sound the trumpet all across the land. Let's reach our world. There's millions dying and children crying for a piece of bread. We can make things better if we work together. So take my hand, let's reach our world. God called us to this city to reach people.
Amen.
He called us to Marion in this area to reach people.
Amen.
And we've tried different themes down through the years, and we've tried different things, but honestly, this is who we are.
Amen.
And to be honest, we have gotten away from that reach. Remember when Sister Stephanie drove the van? She'd just stop and kidnap people off the side of the road. Didn't you? You literally just stop. Bring them in. But David chased people down. Bring them to church.
Amen.
The things we've done.
Yes.
Whether we've done it, whether we could do those type of things now or not, I don't know. But what I do know is we've got to get back to what God put us in this city for, and that is to reach the dying, lost world. So, we're going to go forward, period, with perpetual theme of this church, period, is just reach.
Amen.
Because that's what we're about, is just reaching.
Amen.
Reaching the lost. Reaching our potential.
Mm-hmm.
Reaching everything that God has called us to be. And that is to reach. And no doubt that some of you that's been around here any amount of time, that you'll recognize things that I say, because I've preached so much of this stuff so many times, but we need to hear this again, and that is to reach. This is what God called us to be. And I'll be honest with you, I preached a form of this message today at Sturgis, because it's not just about this church, but it's just about what God has called every one of us to do. He didn't call us just to sit down and become not what He called us to be, but He called us to become everything that He's called us to be. And that's what I used to strive to do, is to constantly push people to reach everything that God has called you to be. And sitting inside of this place today, that's why I said, talking about the theme from last year, releasing the potential. And the only way we're ever going to release our potential, Sister Lisa, is we've got to be willing to reach for them things and reach for what God has called us for. Yes, the bottom line is our theme-wise is going to be to reach our world. But you know what? We can't reach our world if we can't even reach ourselves. We've got to reach down, praise God, from the inside of us and start pulling out hurts and pulling out pains and pulling out disappointments. As what Lexi was saying today, that how she was mad and she was upset at God, and rightfully so, because of the pain that she's been through. But praise God, she listened to something that's been said along the line, and she decided to confront that stuff and get that anger out of her and get that hatred out of her and all that stuff on the inside, and just begin to throw that out of her. And this is what God has actually called us to this city to do, praise God. And not just this city, but to reach our world.
Amen.
And that's to get people to realize God has called you to be more. God has called you to be more, hallelujah. He's called me to be more, hallelujah. And what does it mean when you reach? Anybody know? What does it mean to reach? What happens when you reach? You stretch. You're stretching out for something else. You're stretching out to something you don't have. You're stretching out to touch something you don't, that you're not touching right now. You're stretching out beyond yourself. You're stretching out beyond who you are into something else and trying to pull that into your world and make a difference. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you today, I believe this is what God wants us to do. He wants us to extend ourselves as individuals and as a corporate body. Hallelujah. He wants to extend ourselves, praise the Lord, beyond where we are. Hallelujah. And I'll just be honest with you today. When I got the phone call about going to Sturgis, it's, oh yeah, we'll do what we can. But you know what? It has stretched me so far to the point finally, like, I can't do this. Brother David, how many times have y'all heard me say, God has called us to plant multiple churches? Have you ever heard me say that before?
Amen.
God called me to plant multiple churches. And if I can't take an existing church in another city and balance it between these two, how would I think I'm going to start another church anyway?
That's right, amen.
So God says, you really serious? I want to see if I can stretch you then. I'll stretch you out of your comfort zone. I'll stretch you beyond where you are right now. And I'll see what you can do. And here's the thing about when we ever stretch, when we begin to stretch, when you stretch something beyond what it seems like it's designed to go, you know what? It will never go back to the place it once was.
That's right. Amen.
And this is why, Brother David, as a church body, we have been so in this place of despair, in this place that we feel like, oh God, what's going on around here? Because we have stretched ourselves beyond where we're living right now. We have stretched ourselves beyond where we reached our city, and we reached everybody that come through the door, and we loved everybody that come through the door, and we were blacked back to this place where we've kind of been comfortable, being a comfortable spot. But you can't be comfortable when you stretch beyond where you are right now. The only thing that's going to make you comfortable, praise the Lord, if you get back to what God's called you to be. And this is what this church is going to have to do. We're going to have to reach back to where God has called us, praise the Lord, and touch, hallelujah, everybody we can touch, and get a hold of everything that God's called us to be. And there's a stretching that God is requiring inside of us, hallelujah. When we go beyond where we are and what we are, because I'm telling you right now, I can look at our young people today, and hallelujah, you proved it this year, that you're much more than what you was when you started, because you stretched yourself, and you stretched him too, matter of fact, and we've stretched him, and we've stretched each other. And Bobby's coming, he's like, I don't know if I can do it, but we've stretched him and we've pushed him, and we look at him, what he's doing now. You know why he's here though? Because that lady sitting on that back seat, if she never stretched out of her comfort zone and invited him to the house of God, he wouldn't be here today. And this is what I'm talking about. We've got to stretch beyond where we are. Stretch beyond this hurt. Stretch beyond the pain. Stretch beyond where we're at right now. Because God's requiring us to reach out to Him. Reach out to others. Reach out to the blessings that He's called us for. And reach out to do the work that He's called us to. Hallelujah. And everyone here, we've got a different reach. Every one of us has got a different reach. Come here, honey. We'll do the same thing again. I've done this first. Let me do it again. Go ahead. Stretch your arm out to me. But I got a different reach. And you'll wonder why. I'm a little taller than her. But here you go. I'm going to use the same example again. Just line them fingers up. Y'all see any difference there? No, look at it, honey. Look at it closer. My hand's bigger, but you look at them fingers. There's not much difference between the two fingers. You're about the same length. And I know it's not like that with everybody. But me and her as a partner, yeah, she's got a reach that's a little bit different than mine. But when it comes down to that place where the work is really done, working at the fingers are the same length. And every one of us has got a different reach. Every one of us has got a different thing we can do. You know what? While I was driving a bus, I was not able to come on Thursday nights. And so our crowd on Thursday night in 2021 wasn't as big. But when God forced me out of my comfort zone and sent me to Sturgis to help them out there, all of a sudden it stuck me out of my comfort zone. Hey, Sister Lisa, will you help? And the next thing you know, the Thursday crowd start building back up because we got somebody that's driving a bus. It forced me to stretch me beyond my thinking. And you know what? Every one of you, you know that's what we try to do. We try to stretch you and push you beyond where you are right now. Because some of you guys, you've been raised up, she said it, you've been raised up in horrible homes. You've been raised up in hell in your life. You went through bad things, Bobby. I was talking to somebody last night about Indianapolis. I was a young man that goes to our church, and he lived in Indianapolis, but he also slept on the streets because he was homeless. You've had to go through things that I've not had to go through, Bobby. You've went through things that I can't even comprehend. And you've had addictions in your life that I've not had in my life. So guess what? I can't reach some places that you can reach. You can reach a homeless person different than I could reach them because I've never been where they've been, but you've been there. You can reach an addict that I can't reach because I've never been addicted to things like you've been addicted to things. And this is why every one of us has got a different reach. Some of you kids, the homes that you're coming out of, you know what? It's not maybe necessarily the greatest thing. Divorce families and this and that, or you've lost a dad at a young age, like this situation. You can reach people I can't reach. You can do things that I can't do. Because you can do things better than what Bethany and Jacob can do because they've had a mom and dad that's been married 30 years this year, and maybe your parents haven't been there, and they're the only beating they've ever seen is. Not from us, right? And some of you have been recipient of it. So you can reach people that I can't reach. And you can reach people that Bethany can't reach. What are you trying to say today? I'm telling you, we've got to get back to what God has called us to do. And that's to reach, reach, reach every year. That cannot change. And we may change some sub themes along the way. But Brother David, God called us to this city to reach. He called me out of Star Bethlehem, a perfectly good church where I was youth pastoring. And I probably maybe could still be youth pastor now. I hope not. But he called me out of that place to come down here out of my comfort zone. By nature, I'm a shy person. It's awkward for me to go up and try to talk to people, but here we are knocking doors, inviting people to church and trying to get Bible studies and all. He pushed me beyond. He stretched me beyond the place that I was.
Amen.
And the text that I read here today was this. It was Thomas. Anybody know who Thomas was? Anybody? Tell me who Thomas was.
A disciple of Jesus.
Anybody know what his nickname was that we call him?
Doubting
Thomas. We all call him Doubting Thomas. What's going on in the story, Sister Lisa, is this. In this story, the disciples, there's only 11 of them now because Judas had killed himself. There's only 11 disciples. And for some reason, Jesus showed up, showed himself to all the disciples but one. His name was Thomas. Thomas was there. And so when Thomas got back with his buddies, I said, hey, Jesus showed up. He was there. And they're like, Thomas is like, no, I don't believe it. I'm not going to believe it unless I reach out and I touch the nail-scarred hands. And I reach down and I touch his side where he was pierced. I'm not going to believe it. So all of a sudden they're all together and here comes Jesus showing up and he went straight to Thomas. Hey, Thomas. Hey, you. Go ahead, reach out and touch my hand. See them nail scars? Reach out. Touch my side. You see where they pierced me with that sword? It's me, Thomas. Look what he said. He said, thrust into my side. He said, reach out and be not faithless, but believe. And today, if I have anything to tell this congregation at the beginning, this first Sunday of the year, is to tell us to reach out and touch who Jesus is.
You know what's important? The thing that he touched, Brother David, is the fact that he was touching what Jesus came to help us with. He was touching the nail-scarred hands. He was touching the part of him that helps us be delivered from our sins, where he was crucified for us. He said, reach out. Give me that verse back. Be not faithless, but believe it. And if I can tell everybody in this place today, hell has hit you so hard. Some of you, I thank God you're here. Because hell's hit you so hard. Brother David went through a battle this year with his back and the pain and the hurt and all that stuff. Brother David, by all rights, you shouldn't be here, but you're here today. Sister Rita, I don't never forget the day going to the hospital and seeing you, walking there thinking, I've got to get me a funeral sermon ready. You shouldn't be here. But for some reason, God's left you. And what if I can tell you anything tonight, it's going to be this. Be not faithless, but believe. Be not faithless and believe what? Believe that you can reach out and God's got more for you. God's got more for this church. Amen. Hallelujah. I know people may think this or that about it. It doesn't matter what they think. What I know is this. There is more for this church. There's young people in this place that God's got great things for you. There's some adults in this place that God's not done with you yet, and you've got to reach out with everything you have on the inside of you. Thomas, that's what he done. He reached out and felt. He went out and felt the nail scarred hands, and he felt the side. Hallelujah! And he began to believe. But there's something different about you and I than there is Thomas, because Jesus went on to the very next verse and he said, "Blessed are you, Thomas." Because you have seen and you have touched and you believe. But there's something inside of us that God believes that's even stronger than that. He said, but blessed are those who have not seen and they believe. Hell, let me tell you what. We have not seen all the great things that Thomas seen. And some of us are here believing today. Oh, come on. I'm just going to be personal with us here today. Tristan, I know you, sometimes you come and you lay down and you sleep and all that kind of stuff. But you know what? You keep going to that altar. And I keep believing. One of these days he's going to get a hold of something that's going to take him from that altar to right here. Believe. I'm telling you, if I can get you to do anything today, I want you to go beyond where you are and reach out farther. Stretch your arms out. Hallelujah. We've got, hallelujah, all of us has got a different reach, but every one of us need to be reaching for the same thing. Reaching for the will of God. Reaching for what God wants, hallelujah, in our lives. We need to extend out farther and get a hold of what God's got for us. There's more for every one of us. Now let me go here. Brian, I'm proud of you, buddy. Will you help me today? Come on. Yeah, you can. You can help me out, okay? I want you to stand right there. Turn around, look at me. Jake can help me out, buddy. You stand right here. You stay there. You're good. See, this is most of us here today. Brian is representing of the great things that God still wants for our life. And I think that's all of us here today. I don't think it's anybody in here today. You don't want greater for your life. You don't want better for your life. You don't want the best for your life. I think that's everybody in here. If it's not, then, well, you're fooling me. Jacob represents all the hurt and the pain and the misery in my life in the past. He don't, okay? He's just listening. Get a hold. And what I want is to get a hold of all the good things in my life. You stay there. You can't move. You have to stay there. I want that. You see how he's pulling back on me back here? It's all the hurts and the pains in my life. And I'm reaching. Some of you see me do this example. I'm going to make it a little more dramatic here today. I'm reaching for everything good, because that's what Brian is. He represents everything I want. But
is all about. God has called this church to help somebody reach beyond who you are, reach beyond what your abusive dad or mom has done, or your abusive spouse has said about you, beyond what your friends may say about you, beyond what your circumstances have said about you, and reach forth and get a hold of what God has called you to be.
Let me tell you how this got in me. And I forgot about it. I forgot about what God's called me to do. You guys have been to my home church, Star Bethlehem, right? Most of you? Well, my home church down there in Hopkins County, the place that our home is actually at, there's about 20-something churches. In my mind, I'm thinking, well, I'm just going to be a in our church all of our life and whatever. I'd love to start a church. There's no way I can ever start a church. And all of a sudden, I got to talking to some friends that pastored a church in Alabama. You heard the story. Let me tell you it again today. So we started thinking, hey, we're going to go to Alabama and start a church. Because there's no opportunity anywhere around here. We're just going to go to Alabama and start a church. I had a brother-in-law told me one day, he said, hey, you ever thought about going to Crittenden County? Marion? And where exactly? Where? Got lost coming down here the first time. Ended up at Dykesburg, about to go off in the river down there. Not literally, but you know. Ended up down there in Dykesburg, had to get rerouted, coming through the city. And as soon as we come through the city, I looked at Sister Cheryl and I said, this is it. This is where we need to be. And you think about this. There's not a person in this building today. If I hadn't have got out of my comfort zone, got beyond my reach of where I was at, and I let go of something else, and come to this city to have a church, I don't think there's a person in this building would even know who Daniel Orton is. You wouldn't, probably, would you? Bethany would. But we wouldn't know Corbin. We wouldn't know Myra. With no Lexus, wouldn't see how Brian's grown, the young man he is, and wouldn't see Destiny, Woodchuck. Because we got out of our reach. And the truth of the matter is, some of you that's here today, you're not here because of me, ultimately. You're not. Matter of fact, nobody in this building here today is here as a result of me reaching you. Nobody. Now, ultimately, yes. Ultimately, you are. But the person we reached first was Monica. Monica Jewell. What was her? Shore. She's Acker now. You know her as Monica Acker. Married Henry Acker. We met her on the first day we came. Knocked doors. Sister Cheryl ran from her. They was having a birthday party for her son, Jarek. Left the flyer, went running. They ran her down. They seen Acts 2:38. They had oneness background. And they said, hey, this is the oneness church is fixed to start. They ran her down and talked to her. Monica come a little bit later. I knocked on Henry's door. Henry Acker come. Monica invited Stephanie. Right? Well, Stephanie's family. Here's Valma, Heather. Her mom. Monica invited Lisa. Everybody. John and Stephanie. Picked up Bobby. Oh, looky here. There's a big old theme, isn't it? You come because of the bus ministry. Yeah, we got a bus given to us, but it wasn't me. It's because somebody else went outside of their reach and they reached for you. But that never would happen if we hadn't left our home church of Star Bethlehem and come to this city and got out of our reach, out of our comfort zone, left something and come here and reached. And this is how it's supposed to work. When we all get out of our comfort zone, we begin to reach beyond who we are and what we think we are, and we reach and get a hold of something. And this is who God has called us to be. He's called this church to reach. And we've got to reach. I got stuff that I'm not even going to use, and it doesn't matter. I'm just. This is who we are. This is who God's called us to be. Amen. And we've got some adults. I hope they listen to it. That's not here today.
And they've got so caught with life that life has bogged them down. And this is what happened. Life bogs us down, and we hang on to that stuff so much, and we won't let go of it. I'm telling you today, get out of your comfort zone, because sitting inside this place today is future preachers, future missionaries. Inside this place is entrepreneurs that's going to start great businesses inside of this building. If you let the world beat you down, it's going to beat you down and tell you that you're nothing and you're nobody. And this is what God has called I Know Me to be, is to get people to reach beyond what you are and who you are and tap into your full potential, tap into everything that God has called you to be. Hallelujah. And there's people that need us to reach them. We need some more Stephanies. We need some more Stephanies to step out of the comfort zone and invite somebody to church. You kids can have a Bible. You can start a P7 club at your school, start a Bible study, and change the entire face of your school. We're fixing to start what do we call it? What was we start with? Huh? Reach recovery through the efforts of Bobby. This is something he's getting out of his comfort zone. Said, look, well, reach recovery. We're going to step out of that, and we're going to reach some people that got addictions, and we're going to do whatever we can to reach people. Bobby said this a while ago. He had his little testimony, and he said, talking about what he heard of Steve Harvey, right? Talking about the dirt. And I come over and I give him the biblical aspect of it. I said, that is biblical. The Bible says that except a corn of wheat fall on the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it falls on the ground and dies, it will live. Simply saying, if you leave a piece of corn laying here, yeah, if you leave a piece of corn laying here, it's never going to do anything. But when it gets in the dirt he's talking about, that dirt kills the outer shell and allows what's on the inside to begin to live. Yeah. And Bobby said, I'm not there yet. I don't know that part of it. Here's a good thing, though. You don't have to be yet. Because you can reach that person I can't reach with your testimony, and you can get them here, and I can reach them at the spot you can't reach them. Says, I don't know all about the Bible. You know what God's done for you. You know how God's touched your life. And you know God's done something great in your life. So you reach somebody with where you are, and you bring them the house of God. And then us that know more about the Bible will reach them at the place that you can't reach them.
Amen.
That making sense to anybody? Makes sense to me. Why we don't do it, I don't know, but this is here we are. So this is why I'm here. But let me tell you what, if we hadn't got out of our comfort zone and came here and reached to you guys, then I would have never come. And the truth of the matter, you can thank this lady right here, because if it hadn't been her saying, you, are you going to be a 40-year-old youth pastor?
She's sweet.
Hey, she's sweet. Yeah, she is sweet. Thank God she pushed me out and said, hey, quit hanging on to being an old youth pastor and reach out and become a pastor. There's people that need Jesus. But here's the thing. Listen to me, all right? If I had never come, you'd never known me. I'd never came here. I wasn't invited by any of you. But thank God, Sister Cheryl pushed me out. And I showed up to Marion. Here's an important thing. You have to show up. You got to show up. Just show up. Show up. Somebody say that. Show up. Showing up is the most important part of life.
Amen.
You have to show up. You've got to get, because let me tell you what, if you're not reaching, you're not showing up.
Amen. Amen.
And I'm not, I'm going back and forth all kinds of things. The first thing, I want to reach our world. I sung that song a while ago. I want to reach our world. But if we can't reach the world, if I can't reach the full potential that God's called me to be.
Amen.
If you don't reach the full potential that God's called you to be, you'll never become everything God's called you to be.
Yeah.
And that's simple. That maybe whatever, elementary, but we got to go beyond. We got to go beyond. I got stuff I'm just skipping over, and it's okay. But we have to forget some things, all right? I'm about to be done. But this is, This is who we are. This is who God called us to be. He called us to reach the dying lost world. You know how He called us to reach the dying lost world? By first reaching our potential. He's called us to reach from where we are, stretch beyond where we are, stretch into the things of God. It is very biblical. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13, brethren, I count not myself to apprehended. He said, but this one thing I do, what does he say? Anybody know? Forgetting those things which are behind me, reaching forth in those things which are before me. Here's the biblical aspect of what I just told you about with Brian and Jacob a while ago. I'm forgetting those bad things that happened behind me, and I reach forth into those things that are before me. And then this is a very important part, because a lot of times we forget the bad things that happened, but we reach for something bad.
Oh yeah, that's right.
We have a bad experience in our life, and we get over that. But instead of reaching for the right thing, we reach for something else that's just as bad. And this is why Paul put this other part in here when he said, I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling in God in Christ Jesus. So what he does, he says, you know what? I'm going to forget that stuff, but I'm going to reach for the right stuff.
Amen.
I'm going to reach for Jesus. So I have so much I'm not even going to say, so I'm not even going to go there, and we'll just cover that another time. So you stand with me. I love the illustration. I've used this so much, but I'm going to use it again today. Let me read you a scripture first. Proverbs 29:18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Let's get a vision.
Yes.
It's important to have a vision. A vision is a mental image. It's a dream. I use this so much, but it's the best scenario I know. Anybody ever watched or listened to watch, read, or whatever, Alice in the Wonderland, anybody? Alice in the Wonderland? You probably know what I'm going to say. Alice says to the Cheshire Cat, would you tell me, please, which way I ought to go from here? That depends a good deal on where you're going to get, said the cat. I don't much care, said Alice. And said, it doesn't matter which way you go, said the cat. And actually says, goes on to say, then it really doesn't matter where you go, then, does it? I want you to reach beyond where you are and stretch yourself. But the danger is, if you ever stretch yourself into that place, you'll never be happy anywhere else. Because here is what God has called us in this city for. Luke 19 and 10. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. But David, that as a child of God, that's our ultimate goal, is to reach people that's lost. God doesn't save you just to be saved. And this is our church mission statement. I should have given it to Jacob where we put it on the book screen, but I didn't. This is our church's mission statement. Luke 19:10, for the Son of Man come to seek and save that which is lost. It is the podcast that Jacob has gotten to just revitalize once again. Reality Speaks. Everybody say Reality Speaks. What is the reality? Romans 3 and 23. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The reality is, there's people at your school, there's people at your workplace, there's people on your street that's lost. So that tells us that evangelism is a must. We've got to reach people with the gospel. It's called evangelism. Why? Because Luke 14, 22 through 23, the Lord got upset because the house was not full. He said, I want you to go out in the highways and hedges, and I want you to compel them to come in, because His house must be full. Thank God we had an average of 26 people a Sunday and 18 on a Thursday night last year. But Sister Velma, I've been stretched farther than that. I remember when we had 60 or 70 every week. We had 30, 40, and 50 on Thursday nights. And we can talk about this all we want, folks, but action speaks louder than words. James 2 and 20 says, but thou wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? That's where this reaching comes in. You can say all day long, I want everything God's got for me, but if you don't put your hand out and begin to reach for it and get a hold of it, it's never going to come to pass. And once we get there, Brother David, then can you hear the call of the lost? Honey, I'm happy you've had this experience. There's other people just like you that need it. Bob, that's why you want to start the recovery group. Because you realize, I'm not perfect, but God's done something in my life. Somebody else needs this. Somebody else needs this. That's the reality speak. Somebody's lost. Somebody needs Jesus. Some of you kids, there's kids you go to school with, and they're hooked on all kinds of things. Their life is a mess, maybe even like yours, but you can say, hey, I got a church you can go to to help change your life. John 4:35 says, say not ye that there are yet 4 months, then cometh the harvest. Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields. They are white with harvest. Jesus is fixing to come back. Harvest House, we have a mission. It's to reach the dying lost world. This is the mission statement of our church, and we don't talk about it enough, but we're going to start talking about a whole lot. We must reach the lost. Teach the truth of God's word and equip leaders to take the message out to the streets. And then we must repeat the process. What is the gospel? It's Matthew 28:19-29 or 20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I command you. Lo, I'm with you all the way to the end of the world. Amen. Well, we know that Peter fulfilled that gospel that day in Acts 2:38 when he got up and he said these words. You want to say them, Savannah? You want me to go ahead and do it? You want me to do that? Okay. She done it the other night and done a great job. Then Peter said to them, repent and be baptized. Come on, if you know it, won't you say it with me? Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That is the gospel in a nutshell, my friend. And God has called us to reach our potential, that we can reach somebody else to help them fulfill their potential, which is to be saved. There's young people in this place today. You're right there at the threshold. When you reach your potential, your mom and dad is fit. You're going to stop driving. You're going to stop riding the van to church because your mom and dad is going to bring you. Some of you are there. I want you to get to that place where your mom and daddy gets saved. Some of you need to be baptized in Jesus' name, and your mom and dad's not really wanting you to do that. You know what you need to do? You need to let them know, Mama, Daddy, I need to be baptized in Jesus' name. I got to be baptized. If you tell them enough, they're going to let you be baptized in Jesus' name. So I'm calling on us to reach beyond today. I'm done. I didn't have no idea. I ain't even done half my notes, and that's fine. I want you to reach beyond where you are right now and say, you know what? I'm more. And every one of us, we're more. We're more. We're more than what we are right now. You can't plateau in God. You can't get a place and say, okay, I'll stay right here. No. There's more. There's more. Even me as pastor, God has stretched me this last year beyond. And it's hurt so bad. And I've not liked it. It's got me out of my comfort zone. I just want to be comfortable and say, oh, God, why can't I just pastor a harvest house and just be... And God's like, no, son, you said you was going to be in multiple churches, so let's get ready for it. What we need is everybody in this building to reach their full potential. Everybody in this building to reach beyond where you are and get to that place. Would you come pray tonight? Would you ask Jesus to help you tonight? Would you get out of your comfort zone? Would you get out of the place you are and realize Jesus has more for you? He has more for you.